Hey, no. Do you think Spanky McSpeedy is going to win the right tackle?
We're not going to talk Bates and kicking field goals in the rain.
Absolutely not.
Hurricane Debbie remnants.
But what we are doing is you brought it up to start. I love it. I thought it was really interesting. Is Jared Goff, as voted on by his peers, was not a top 10 quarterback. And I did it a different way. Top five offense, Super Bowl type team. They're going to win a ton of games. Multiple years of elite play. Take the logo and name off of it. Mm-hmm. That quarterback's an MVP candidate 99 out of 100 times. The idea that we're having a conversation about whether he's a top 10 quarterback, I can't participate in that. I will go to the grave. There's not a world I take Dak Prescott over Jared Goff. Okay? There's not a world I take Tua. And I like Tua. Mm-hmm. But I can I'm different than
Tua's
people.
Tua's a regular season quarterback.
Right, and I can let go of things. And look, history would be different had they taken Tua, traded Stafford that year, gotten more.
Now,
it doesn't matter.
Now, Mike, maybe the knock on Tua.
Durability?
No. And I understand it didn't happen. But will we think the same if the Lions had to play some outdoor games and didn't win those first two playoff games? Well, we feel the same way about Goff because that is one of the knocks on him. Can't play in cold weather. Neither can Tua.
Well, knock on Dak. Well, 12 and 5. Can't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like the idea he's not top 10 is crazy to me.
I thought maybe, are we overvaluing him because he's in Detroit? Or are they seeing something that we see? Because his name gets chanted in grocery stores, hockey games, baseball games. We love Jared Goff, but are we just overvaluing him because his peers are saying, hey, guys, he's good. He's good. He's not top 10. He's not an elite quarterback in this league. As a matter of fact, there are three younger guys that we think is better than him, and C.J. Stroud and Brock Purdy and in Jordan Love.
Yeah, here are the results. Goff was at 12, Stafford 11, Burrow 10, Tua 9, Love 8, Brock Purdy 7, Stroud, Prescott, Hurts, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar. I think he's too boring. But I also feel like for us, this is biased. It's going to sound bad, but I believe it. I feel like the national media has no idea about Detroit. They just don't pay attention, and you can feel it. You can hear it, see it if you're watching TV. Like, I think the national media does a god-awful job reporting on our teams because we're not in the cool kids club. Yeah. You know, we're not in L.A. or we're not in Miami. And if you're not flashy and you're not in these allegedly scintillating places, I just feel like we're underserved.
You mean the national media doesn't know that much about Detroit, so Eminem's not just eating at the Coney Island every day?
That's correct. Also correct. Smokey Robinson doesn't drive kids to school. Like, it's his
happy Chinooka.
Exactly. 248-539-9797. Anthony's up next, 97.1. Hi, Anthony. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Ant. What's up?
Nothing much. All I wanted to say was how, to me, Jared Goff and Dak Prescott should just switch spots as far as where they're ranked, as far as where the players are concerned. To me, like you guys all said, the playoff wins, getting your team farther no matter what, playing through injuries. Like he did that in Los Angeles. He had a broken thumb and still won a playoff game in cold weather. I mean, despite the baby thumb breaking, I mean, what else can you say about the guy? I mean, he's way better than Dak. And I would go a step further. The reason why I think Dak is ahead of him is just because he plays for the Cowboys, America's team, or whatever they want to be called.
But that's the narrative.
Now.
Yeah, you're nailing it, though. That's the narrative. It's as if the quarterback of the Cowboys has to be top 10 in the league. No, he doesn't. It's like the Lakers.
No, he doesn't.
You know,
no,
Lakers continually overrated. Like, Ant, I'm with you in this. I think there's some narrative to it. I think the league wrote the story. I think players wrote the story on Goff. And the redemption tour is ongoing. Bet your ass if he has another big year this year and the Lions go to a Super Bowl, he'll be a top 10 QB next year. Do we all agree?
MVP, brother. MVP. And speaking of MVP, you're an MVP, Mike, because you suggested skirt steak for Memorial Day weekend. I swear, me and my wife, that's all we eat now. And I really appreciate you for doing that, man.
Winning.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes. Happy to help.
Skirt steak.
It's an undervalued cut of meat. It's just awesome.
What do you do with it?
We'll talk. I'll help.
Okay.
Listen, first things first. It's perfect for grilling season. Okay. And it's quick.
Do you chop it up? You just eat
yes.
it?
Yes. Okay. What are we, cavemen? What, do you pick up the whole damn steak and eat it with your hands?
Like, do you turn it into sandwiches or
You can do it all.
Okay.
Listen, we'll talk off the air.
Do you need to make gravy with it?
No, and that's not... No Italian person I know uses the word gravy. Damn it. That's a Philadelphia thing. We'll go to Greg. Quit. Greg, how are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. You're talking about my favorite subject, and that's gear golf.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to say, and I'm going to start saying this every time I call, thank you, Sheila Ford. Just as we say gear golf everywhere we go, we need to be calling Sheila Ford's name out.
Fair.
But really quickly, Dak Prescott is king of the bottom feeders. Only the teams that are below 500 does he excel. So how is king of the bottom feeders even in a breath? Garrett Goff. Garrett Goff has thrown almost 400 passes without an interception. Almost 400. Are you kidding me? And let me tell you something. When Garrett Goff does make a mistake, you should see the laser beam focus that he has when he gets back on the field. He's a quiet, cool, calm, collective assassin. You know, and I'm so, and he's not in enough infomercials. The Lions are not, I need to see him in more commercials. And I know, you guys have really, really taught me football because I had a whole different perspective and you guys have changed it completely. So I'm watching this from a more intellectual perspective. And Garrett Goff, finally, I don't have to say I'm living vicariously through Brett Favre. I'm living vicariously through Tom Brady. I'm living vicariously through Kurt Warner. I'm living through my quarterback, Garrett Goff. He is an assassin. Cool, calm, collective.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a top five. He's a top five quarterback. Top five.
I see. Greg, listen. You're welcome to say it until you're blue in the face, but I'd stop you short of that. Look, the separator to me, Rico, between the truly elite and then the non. I mean, physical abilities is one, and in the way the NFL's evolved, probably I'd be a little bit more mobile, right? All these the super elite, but here's the other one. The guys that are like way up there, like if Mahomes' running game isn't working, he's still Pat Mahomes. He's Michael Jordan. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Goff needs a little bit of help. But 99% of quarterbacks do. For years, how many shows did you do in this town or did I do in this town? Well, Matt Stafford needs a running game. Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mm-hmm. Needed a running game.
Yeah.
You know, Dan Marino, if he wasn't such an egomaniac, would have allowed the Dolphins to give him a running game and throw it less. But Dan Marino needed a running game. It's why he didn't win a Super Bowl. So I don't know. I got to stop short of the top five stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I thought top 10. But when your peers say, yeah, maybe not. You're right outside the top 10. And Stafford's there. I do think a lot of it is, as you nailed it, narrative. I think some of it is he got punished. You were the number one overall pick, and the second the Rams got rid of you, they won a Super Bowl, and that showed that you weren't that important. You weren't needed. You've gone to Detroit, but I don't know if anybody's... Last year was the first time the world paid attention to Detroit.
And
going to Detroit was only, it's Thanksgiving Day, and that means the Lions are about to lose.
I think locally we were ahead of it because we saw what 2022 was.
Mm-hmm.
How good they were, how they finished, how amazing he was. And you and I wanted him paid then. Mm-hmm. I don't think national media paid attention.
Yeah.
And I don't think NFL players paid attention. But he probably has to, he probably has to do more because he's not flashy.
So, I think either that or, you got to have some signature plays. You have to have that wow moment.
What about that one read option he ran?
Okay.
Looked like Kenny. It still worked.
I do have some reasoning when we come back from PFF because they had them ranked 16th. I have a big one. So I have some reasoning coming back.
Okay. All right. Radio Tease. Well done. 97.1.
Yeah. So Trevor Sycamore, who works for PFF, gave an explanation because they ranked Jared Goff 16th in their quarterback ranking. So he gives an explanation of why.
Can I leave?
Sure.
But as I'm putting together this list, and the reason why he ends up being right around middle of the pack for the NFL, is because when you force Jared Goff off of these script situations, he really starts to struggle, especially when you get him off platform and you get him on the run, especially when he is under pressure. The turnover-worthy play rate goes up. The adjusted completion percentage goes way down. The PFF passing grade goes way down. And when I look at these other quarterbacks that are in front of him, even in this tier, you know, guys like Kirk Cousins, guys like even Brock Purdy, guys like Trevor Lawrence, guys like Jordan Love, they perform better in those individual areas.
You know what's interesting? You know who else struggled when you moved him off his spot or when he needed to go off platform and wasn't overly mobile? Tom Brady! You effing nerd! Trevor Lawrence? Look, I love Trevor Lawrence, but give me a break. Trevor Lawrence has never, on a consistent level, played the level of football. This is, look, I like PFF. I use it, but this is why I can't go gospel mode with it. That, and they have dudes in Bulgaria grading the O-line. Why do I need to go to Bulgaria, and what football do they know? Literally, ask TJ about it. They got dudes in Dublin. Like, I care about their opinion of guard play. I just, that whole rationale right there is basically you should do a ranking of quarterbacks and it's mobile only.
I am beginning to see something, Mike, that maybe that's what the answer is because Jared Goff is not mobile. But we all knew that in Detroit and we saw him win games anyway. But the rest of the league says, hey, play breaks down, you can tackle him. Case in point, you look at the fourth down play in the fourth quarter in the championship game. Play broke down. He struggled, couldn't go off script, and just threw the ball into the dirt on a fourth down play. That's, he lived up to a stereotype at that point.
The whole deal is Tom Brady couldn't move. Tom Brady, you move him off his spot, he was a different QB. If you hit Tom Brady, he was a different QB. Weird. Greatest quarterback I've ever seen. I just think it's faulty logic if we're going to, oh, well, he's not mobile. And then what? We bleep can the rest?
If you're not going to be mobile, Mike, then you got to go out there and throw lasers and you got to make some big time throws. And they don't see that.
Lasers. David, what do you got on ticket text?
Goff is not on a couple pegs just because he plays in Detroit and a few more pegs because he was shipped out of L.A. That is Ryan in Ypsilanti. Someone else says, I'm not a Lions fan, and here's my issue with Goff. He doesn't make anybody better. He's only great when his situation is great. You switch Goff with guys like Tua or Baker Mayfield, and I do think those offenses get better.
Okay. JT and KZoo. May I ask a question?
Yeah.
So does he get no credit for Sam LaPorta having the greatest season of any rookie tight end in history? How about the ascension of Amon-Ra St. Brown?
No, Sam LaPorta came from tight end U, so that's why.
I'm just making a point.
No, I'm saying, but that's what they're going to say. Well, everybody who comes from there is a great tight end.
Accomplishment equals wins. End of story for me. That is from Dan. Someone else says Goff is so far back on the list because he isn't mobile. That seems to be how the list is structured. That is Joe in Atlanta.
Okay. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, who's Michael Jordan, he's LeBron James, right? Mm-hmm. How many mobile quarterbacks have Super Bowls? Feel free. I'll be here till 6. How many?
Let's take a look.
You do that. You can do your homework. Go to Jordan, 97.1. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how are we doing today, guys?
Good.
Hey, I just had a quick, you kind of got into the same concept, right? The PFF that he dove into and agree. Before I continue, I don't agree with it, but that is the narrative. That is the reason why he falls on these lists. I think it's complete bogus that you're not going to factor in that he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league. But I digress on that part. The part that gets me is, when you see a defensive coordinator having to stay up to that, where the players come into play on their list anyway. The reason that he falls short on their list is because as a player in the NFL, you think to yourself, who do I lose sleep when I got to play? It's somebody that I have to worry about breaking containment. I got to hold my edge. I can't sag back in coverage because if I do, he's going to get the first down. He doesn't strike that fear into anybody. It's not that he's not good. It's just the concept of saying, hey, he doesn't scare me as much as these other guys do. That's my personal thought. That's why I think he's fallen on that list. I think he's a great quarterback. I got no issue with him not being mobile, like you said.
the other way to do it, too, I mean, Jordan, I like doing it this way, is if you're going to do a ranking, the best way to do it is, all right, how many guys would I rather have right here, right now, than Jared Goff? And I don't think you're naming 10 players. Mobility be damned.
I agree.
Like, if I said right now, you could for free, no salary cap ramifications, have Dak Prescott here, would you take him? I wouldn't.
But see, isn't that a lot of the fact that most Detroiters here hate the Cowboys? If Dak didn't play for the Cowboys, I think you would have some people say, yeah, but he's tainted. He's a Cowboy.
Well, I think that's the same reason you hear the Hendon Hooker talk as well from any fan, which is garbage again, but it's that concept of we got to be mobile. We got to be able to. You don't have to. It's just that's what the NFL is key to right now. If you look at every quarterback in the NFL, maybe Kirk Cousins out of the starters, he'd probably be in the bottom five in the 40 time, which doesn't mean a whole lot. But in the eyes of the fans and the eyes of a defender that's got a break on him when he's trying to pick up the first down, those are the guys that are making the votes. So that's why it's voted that way. My personal thoughts.
Yeah, Jordan, like I said, he doesn't have that play. Like, you know, with the whole brotherly shove and Jalen Hurts is going to get that first down, but
I'll say it. Are we sure Jalen Hurts is great? It's 1 year.
So you
1 year. I'm asking.
Fair. No. Fair, but you also had Matt Patricia calling plays.
No, I know.
So
but if he comes out again and isn't great again this year. Like, it's just this idea, narratives get written, and I feel like subconsciously people stick to them.
But I think Jalen Hurts benefits from the fact that you know on 4th and 1 or 4th and 2.
They can cheat.
The play is, and you can't stop
it. It's cheating.
How is it cheating?
Can we just save it for the regular season? I hate it.
Connor Stallions is not on the sideline. It's not cheating.
That's not cheating either.
Oh, I forgot. Because we don't lie, cheat, or steal.
Ever.
Ever.
I've told that to my
drink your milk. Okay. Eat your steak.
Cutscene. Jim Harbaugh fostered this culture. He demanded I bring players to campus in pandemic. You hate seeing it.
All right, Raphael. Quit wagging your finger.
My bad. Go to Nate, 97.1. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how y'all fellas doing?
Hey, good, man. Nate. What's going on?
Good, yeah. Now, y'all fellas might get on me. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm going to tell you. Listen, bro.
No, Nate, it's open radio.
Dak Prescott, listen.
Defend your guy.
Dak Prescott, look up these stats. I may be off a few games, but Dak Prescott is 53-7 when the Cowboys run the ball 25 or 30 times or more. He's 23-38, something like that, when they run the ball less than that.
Mm-hmm.
So Jared Goff has a top 10 running game. And probably arguably the best offensive line in the league.
Right, like Dak used to.
You used to.
Right, my point is, hold on, just chill. I'm trying to support your point that this is not me ripping Dak. I'm saying that if you believe in Dak, you should believe in Goff because they both do need a running game. So my point to you is, if Dak is 5, Goff should be 6 or 7. That's
right.
All.
Now, listen. Hold up, Mike. Now, I agree with you that I don't agree that Dak is number 5. I don't agree with that. I think he's in the top 10. I put him at 8 or 9.
Fine, then put Goff 10.
I would put Goff in the 10, but to say that Dak Prescott is a bottom feeder, you're like Tony Romo.
That was a caller.
I heard one of the callers say he was a bottom feeder.
I think that comes from the fact that the Cowboys, especially last year, and Nate, you know this because you support America's team, you guys looked like studs against the garbage of the league. You were dropping bombs on people. Then you played real teams, cutscene, garbage can. Mm-hmm. They were hitting you with the Salvation Army bucket. So that is kind of a thing.
It is.
You can look at the data. Cowboys at home against poop, amazing. Cowboys against real teams. Garbage can.
Remember the game from last year against the Niners.
Sad day. Jim Costa passed away last night.
Stop it.
I'm kidding. He just, if you're wondering where Cash the Ticket is, Jim can't talk. Straight up. He's lost his voice. So we are going to go like double duty all next week. Two conferences a day, every day. You'll have everything. You're not going to get shortchanged. But Jim called me this morning, and I mean, he sounded like the guy. What was that guy's name who sold the suits?
You're going to like the way you look, I guarantee.
He can't talk. Can't talk. I told him, what do you mean you think you're coming in today to do the pod? What are you, out of your mind? He sounds like Marge Simpson. David, a few ticket texts, if you would. We have got to talk a little preseason later because it does start tonight. Kenny is like the band leader for people pumped up about the preseason game. He's got a big gala event planned tonight. And also, I know you're very upset. Late pick five at Saratoga. They have canceled all turf racing today, so you'll have to re-handicap the card. Oh, David, go ahead. No, if you ask me if horses are wearing inner tubes, I'll slap you.
Our horses wearing inner tubes.
Yeah, yeah. Jim Costa on Thoroughbred Horse Racing.
You're going to love it. Or Harvey Fierstein.
That's what he sounds like. He sounds like Harvey Dent.
Harvey.
No, he's Batman. That's Jim Costa now. He's Batman.
Michael.
He can't talk.
I'm taking Notre Dame.
Right.
I need
value.
That. I need that. Value. So bad. Here's a simple way to prove worth. Greats need greats, i.e. Montana, Rice, Manning, Harrison, so forth and so on. Goff made average wide receivers look pretty good in L.A. Now Brown and LaPorta look good. Well, has to be a reason.
Yeah, I love how what? All of a sudden, Goff doesn't get any credit for Amon-Ra St. Brown's development or a synergy between quarterback and receiver? It seems very unfair to view it that way.
Goff isn't highly rated because if we were being honest, he's better than Matthew Stafford is, and they don't want to admit that. That's Tariq from Dearborn.
No, but that's Pro Football Focus doesn't care about that.
Correct. Todd Gurley's leg doesn't fall apart. We may have a different narrative for Jared Goff. He actually may be a Super Bowl champ. For your question, you asked about mobile QBs. That won a Super Bowl. Somebody saying Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, and Russell Wilson, but that was such a long time ago. That is from Dan.
And my point to you is the vast majority, look, Mahomes is Mahomes. He's separate. He's just built different. Hell, how many mobile QBs? These guys, everyone fawns over. How many have made the Super Bowl? Like, when you really look at this, yes, it's fun and it's sizzle, and I'm not saying you can't get it done, but the bedrock of playing quarterback is still operating inside the pocket, not outside, and delivering the ball on time, on platform, accurately. That's the sauce. Because when you get to the playoffs, everyone's got all the tape. A lot of times you've already faced the team, and you end up looking like Lamar against the Chiefs.
Yeah, because according to this list, only three of your mobile, Jalen Hurts made it, didn't win. Purdy made it, didn't win. And Joe Burrow made it, but didn't win.
Right. I make a point that it doesn't have to be the absolute that you have to be. Like, I think it's a misnomer. Oh, you have to have this athletic ability. Really? I disagree.
Someone saying, I'm confused. You all think he's a top 10 quarterback. I thought you all were supposed to be negative.
I see what you did there.
Just a narrative. That's all it is. It's the same thing I've fought my whole life. What, because I went to Michigan State, and when my team's good, I'm going to rub my boo-boo in it. But when my team sucks, I shred their ass. It's not Sparty Radio. It's not my fault. You know, Michigan did dirt. Stop doing dirt. I won't have to say mean things about you. It's just narrative. Narratives are for lazy people. It's easy. You don't have to have brain power. Oh, Mike and Rico are negative. Well, our teams blow. What do you want me to say? Pistons have launched themselves out of a cannon for 15 years. What the hell do you want me to say?
But the good news is, even though the team is bad, David, he can name more players.
That is very true. That is very true.
I know. Take a bow, buddy.
I don't want to. They're going to lose at Boston College, aren't they?
Next, no.
Dude, if they're terrible this year, you're going to really have to reevaluate things. Yeah. Okay.
They'll be fine. As a matter of fact, Mike, next time you're in New York, get a slice of great pizza.
Don't. You are really twisting the knife today. David, though, you remember what Rico said. Opening night, he's going to know right away if he loves the game the same way.
Right.
You have admitted you're waiting until opening night.
It'd right. be getting real sad on that Friday night
David,
there.
David, it could be. I mean, so many changes, or is it just one of those things that, you know what, once you hear the band playing, I don't really care about any of this. It's football. It's back. Or
Tom Herman just walked into Spartan Stadium and punched Michigan State in the face.
But to say, unless you hear the band playing and it's the other band playing.
Hey, will FAU bring, does do they have
FAU
a band?
FAU may not. They no. have a band. They may not, though. That's far. Yeah, that's far. It's different from when like a Central or Western comes. Well, I should have said Central.
They bring a lot of things.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said Central.
I'll leave that alone.
They are trying to get the Prairie View band up here, though. So,
huh?
That makes sense.
Prairie View's band.
Why HBCU.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Still don't care. But, okay. Now I understand why.
Wow. Get rid of black jobs.
I thought you were going to play the other thing, David, because it works too.
I think the whites are much better.
Either way.
Right. All I ask. First of all, that was the NC State. I like the white helmets better than the red. If you're going to do the audio, how the hell are you going to raid the podcast and then use it on the show? That's dirty pool.
Hey, man.
Let's just say I was listening and
David,
I heard it. That's
we
all.
Support this show and all aspects of the show.
It's fair.
So cash a ticket is a part of the show.
Fantastic. Might not be if Costa doesn't figure out his life.
All right, so let's do this here. We have teams that have been talked about all offseason. Are we jumping on the bandwagon or are they a bust? Let's start in the ATL with a new quarterback and a new a lot of everything on defense. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Bandwagon or bust?
Bandwagon. The only thing missing from them winning 11, 12 games a year the last few years has been even adequate quarterback play. Adequate.
Right. And I will jump on the bandwagon once the real quarterback becomes their starting quarterback.
You with this Penix stuff. You can't admit that Kirk Cousins will be good for them this fall. Come on. I know Penix went to the wrong place. But Jesus.
I
can't, man.
You know, because if I do that, I'll be labeled a Sparty. So.
RV.
No, you know,
Costa, please.
You know, I'm going to say, I wish it was a middle ground, David, but you didn't give me that. So I'm going to have to go bust until you show me that you can actually win. Yes, Mike, they have everything every year. They're that sexy pick.
Except a quarterback.
And they fall on their face.
But they have a quarterback now. Cousins is good enough. They should win that division. Agree?
What a ripping endorsement. You are good enough.
I bet, man. Thank you, Jim.
Let's move over to the green and white. Nope, not them. We're talking NFL. It is the Jets. Bandwagon or bust?
Bust. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to the AFC title game. I don't even know if they'll win the division. And Aaron Rodgers is 1,000 off a torn Achilles. And the O-line still sucks. And they're a loser dog water franchise. Anything else?
I would say this, David. They're closer to bandwagon simply for the fact they have a top defense. And if you could just play average football, that defense can do enough to carry you in games. It reminds like the old Ravens defense where they were the real leaders, and you just tell your quarterback, don't turn the ball over and just let us handle the rest.
Let's move over to the NFC North. They have a rookie quarterback, but they went out and got Keenan Allen.
Uh-oh.
They went out and got Adunze.
Just go ahead here. This is where I turn into the pinata for the whole city. Bandwagon.
The Chicago Bears. Bandwagon or bust.
I think they're going to flirt with being 500. I know that that's not huge, but remember, rookie QB, number one overall pick. It's hard to be good right away. I think they're actually better than anyone here wants to admit.
I can allow that. Okay. Saying making the playoffs, different. But if you're telling me they're going to flirt with 500, yes.
Like, that's a bandwagon. Sad day. Jim Costa passed away last night.
Stop it.
I'm kidding. If you're wondering where Cash the Ticket is, Jim can't talk. Straight up. He's lost his voice. So we are going to go like double duty all next week. Two conferences a day. Every day you'll have everything. You're not going to get shortchanged. But Jim called me this morning, and I mean, he sounded like the guy. What was that guy's name who sold the suits?
You're going to like the way you look, I guarantee.
He can't talk. Can't talk. I told him, what do you mean you think you're coming in today to do the pod? What are you, out of your mind? He sounds like Marge Simpson.
David, a few ticket texts, if you would. We have got to talk a little preseason later because it does start tonight. Kenny is like the band leader for people pumped up about the preseason game. He's got a big gala event planned tonight. And also, I know you're very upset. Late pick five at Saratoga. They have canceled all turf racing today, so you'll have to re-handicap the card. Oh, David, go ahead. No, if you ask me if horses are wearing inner tubes, I'll slap you.
Our horses wearing inner tubes.
Yeah, yeah. Jim Costa on Thoroughbred Horse Racing.
You're going to love it. Or Harvey Fierstein.
That's what he sounds like. He sounds like Harvey Dent.
Harvey.
No, he's Batman. That's Jim Costa now. He's Batman.
Michael.
He can't talk.
I'm taking Notre Dame.
Right.
I need that. Value. So bad. Here's a simple way to prove worth. Greats need greats, i.e. Montana, Rice, Manning, Harrison, so forth and so on. Golf made average wide receivers look pretty good in L.A. Now Brown and LaPorta look good. Well, has to be a reason.
Yeah, I love how what? All of a sudden, Goff doesn't get any credit for Amon-Ra St. Brown's development or a synergy between quarterback and receiver. It seems very unfair to view it that way.
Goff isn't highly rated because if we were being honest, he's better than Matthew Stafford is, and they don't want to admit that. That's Tariq from Dearborn.
No, but that's Pro Football Focus doesn't care about that.
Correct. Todd Gurley's leg doesn't fall apart. We may have a different narrative for Jared Goff. He actually may be a Super Bowl champ. For your question, you asked about mobile QBs. That won a Super Bowl. Somebody saying Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, and Russell Wilson, but that was such a long time ago. That is from Dan.
And my point to you is the vast majority, look, Mahomes is Mahomes. He's separate. He's just built different. Hell, how many mobile QBs? These guys, everyone fawns over. How many have made the Super Bowl? Like, when you really look at this, yes, it's fun and it's sizzle, and I'm not saying you can't get it done, but the bedrock of playing quarterback is still operating inside the pocket, not outside, and delivering the ball on time, on platform, accurately. That's the sauce. Because when you get to the playoffs, everyone's got all the tape. A lot of times you've already faced the team, and you end up looking like Lamar against the Chiefs.
Yeah, because according to this list, only three of your mobile, Jalen Hurts made it, didn't win. Purdy made it, didn't win. And Joe Burrow made it, but didn't win.
Right. I make a point that it doesn't have to be the absolute that you have to be. Like, I think it's a misnomer. Oh, you have to have this athletic ability. Really? I disagree.
Someone saying, I'm confused. You all think he's a top 10 quarterback. I thought you all were supposed to be negative.
I see what you did there.
Just a narrative. That's all it is. It's the same thing I've fought my whole life. What, because I went to Michigan State, and when my team's good, I'm going to rub my boo-boo in it. But when my team sucks, I shred their ass. It's not Sparty Radio. It's not my fault. You know, Michigan did dirt. Stop doing dirt. I won't have to say mean things about you. It's just narrative. Narratives are for lazy people. It's easy. You don't have to have brain power. Oh, Mike and Rico are negative. Well, our teams blow. What do you want me to say? Pistons have launched themselves out of a cannon for 15 years. What the hell do you want me to say?
But the good news is, even though the team is bad, David, he can name more players.
That is very true. That is very true.
I know. Take a bow, buddy.
I don't want to. They're going to lose at Boston College, aren't they?
Next, no.
Dude, if they're terrible this year, you're going to really have to reevaluate things. Yeah. Okay.
They'll be fine. As a matter of fact, Mike, next time you're in New York, get a slice of great pizza.
Don't. You are really twisting the knife today. David, though, you remember what Rico said. Opening night, he's going to know right away if he loves the game the same way.
Right.
You have admitted you're waiting until opening night.
It'd be getting real sad on that Friday night there.
David, it could be. I mean, so many changes, or is it just one of those things that, you know what, once you hear the band playing, I don't really care about any of this. It's football. It's back. Or
Tom Herman just walked into Spartan Stadium
and punch Michigan State in the face.
I was about to say, unless you hear the band playing and it's the other band playing.
Hey, will FAU bring, does do they have
FAU
a band?
FAU may not. They no. have a band. They may not, though. That's far. Yeah, that's far. It's different from when like a Central or Western comes. Well, I should have said Central.
They bring a lot of things.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said Central.
I'll leave that alone.
They are trying to get the Prairie View band up here, though. So,
huh?
That makes sense.
Prairie View's band.
Why HBCU.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Still don't care. But, okay. Now I understand why.
Wow. Get rid of black jobs.
I thought you were going to play the other thing, David, because it works, too.
I think the whites are much better.
Either way.
Right. All I ask. First of all, that was the NC State. I like the white helmets better than the red. If you're going to do the audio, how the hell are you going to raid the podcast and then use it on the show? That's dirty pool.
Hey, man.
Let's just say I was listening and
David,
I heard it. That's
we
all.
Support this show in all aspects of the show.
It's fair.
So cash a ticket is a part of the show.
Fantastic. Might not be if Costa doesn't figure out his life.
All right, so let's do this here. We have teams that have been talked about all off season. Are we jumping on the bandwagon or are they a bust? Let's start in the ATL with a new quarterback and a lot of everything on defense. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Bandwagon or bust?
Bandwagon. The only thing missing from them winning 11, 12 games a year the last few years has been even adequate quarterback play. Adequate.
Right. And I will jump on the bandwagon once the real quarterback becomes their starting quarterback.
You with this Penix stuff. You can't admit that Kirk Cousins will be good for them this fall. Come on. I know Penix went to the wrong place. But Jesus.
Can't, man. You know, because if I do that, I'll be labeled a Sparty. So.
RV.
No.
Costa, please.
You know, I'm going to I don't. I wish it was a middle ground, David, but you didn't give me that. So I'm going to have to go bust until you show me that you can actually win. Yes, Mike, they have everything every year. They're that sexy pick.
Except a quarterback.
And they fall on their face.
But they have a quarterback now. Cousins is good enough. They should win that division. Agree?
What a ripping endorsement. You are good enough.
I bet, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's move over to the green and white. Nope, not them. We're talking NFL. It is the Jets. Bandwagon or bust?
Bust. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to the AFC title game. I don't even know if they'll win the division. And Aaron Rodgers is 1,000 off of torn Achilles. And the O-line still sucks. And they're a loser dog water franchise. Anything else?
I would say this, David. They're closer to bandwagon simply for the fact they have a top defense. And if you could just play average football, that defense can do enough to carry you in games. It reminds like the old Ravens defense where they were the real leaders, and you just tell your quarterback, don't turn the ball over and just let us handle the rest.
Let's move over to the NFC North. They have a rookie quarterback, but they went out and got Keenan Allen.
Uh-oh.
They went out and got Adunze.
Just go ahead here. This is where I turn into the pinata for the whole city. Bandwagon.
The Chicago Bears. Bandwagon or bust.
I think they're going to flirt with being 500. I know that that's not huge, but remember, rookie QB, number one overall pick. It's hard to be good right away. I think they're actually better than anyone here wants to admit.
I can allow that. Okay. Saying making the playoffs, different. But if you're telling me they're going to flirt with 500, yes.
Like, are that's they a bandwagon. If they're in the graphic in December, that's bandwagon.
So, yeah. I can see that. I think they're going to get better. So I'll buy my tickets early for the Bears. Yes.
They have them at 8-9 and just missing the playoffs. That's where they have them here. Let's go over to
You know, Rome Odunze's on the team. Of course I'm going to root for the Bears.
Let's go back over to the AFC East. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Bandwagon or bust?
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and give it to the senator from New York. Go ahead.
No, I'll surprise you. If I'm going to say bust with the Jets, it would have to be bandwagon with the Bills in that they will win the division. But I don't think they're a Super Bowl team, and I don't think they have a Super Bowl window right now. So what should I say about them?
Really?
I think Sean McDermott's a bum. I don't like him as a coach.
You don't think Miami's going to win that division?
I don't.
Yeah, see, I think Miami will win that division. I think they're a bust. Their time is gone. and they're struggling right now. You got to rely on Keon Coleman. Yeah, their days are gone, David. Bust.
Another team in the NFC North just paid their quarterback after he had just 9 great games. The Green Bay Packers.
Bandwagon.
Yeah.
I think it's Green Bay and the Lions and the Niners. Those are the only three legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the NFC. Bandwagon for the Pack. Be ready.
I agree with what he said, but I also think that Philly can fix themselves. So I don't know if that's on your list, but those four teams to me. But yes, Green Bay is going to be a problem because they are extremely young and kind of like the Lions, they're going to be battling each other for a long time. Whoever wins those games when they go head-to-head, it's going to mean a lot for seeding because you don't want to go to Green Bay in the playoffs. You want to play that game here in Detroit.
Yeah, that actually was my next team. It's the Philadelphia Eagles bringing Saquon along.
David, I'm gonna go bandwagon because I'm going to look at last year as an anomaly. It was a blip. It was just bad coordinators across the board. I think they will fix that. I know that there's a rift between the coach and the QB, but you know what fixes all of that? Winning. You start winning and you don't care about all that other stuff. You can set it aside and you can pick it back up in the offseason.
Bust. I truly believe Nick Sirianni's brain left town when Steichen and Gannon left town.
No. And see, then, I think everything was because of the whole security.
Dom D'Alessandro
got into the fight.
I have to see it to believe it that this team doesn't hate Nick Sirianni. So I'm out.
Houston Texans went out and got Steph Diggs. Oh, went out and got Danielle Hunter.
Right now, yeah, bandwagon. I mean, I was rooting for them in the playoffs. Like I know you're not going to win the Super Bowl, but can you at least win one game? Because you're going to be a fun team. You're a young team, kind of like the Packers, where, man, the sky could be the limit. And what you're going to see is, like you said, with Steph Diggs, veterans are going to want to go play there. That tells me you are a good team. When, yeah, you know what? I'll forego money. I want to play there because I believe in that team.
I think there's just a lot of similarities between the Lions and Texans. I do. They're built right. They both have charismatic players, coaches. Dude, I'm with you. Like, Lions and Texans are two of my favorite teams in the league.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to continue with that division, okay?
Okay,
because
sure.
We got the Colts and the Jags. If you're buying the Texans, can any of the other two, because the Titans are out.
Yeah, you can.
Can they make the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, hell, Colts did it last year. It's doable. It's possible. Anthony Richardson's going to be one of the storylines of the season. You know, what is he? He barely played last year. What if he's a difference maker? Now, all of a sudden, the Colts look a hell of a lot different. They're not just, they could be a force. Mm-hmm. The Jags, look, they didn't fix their cornerback spot, and they haven't fixed the O-line. And as much as I think Trevor Lawrence is wildly talented, we're a long way from winning that playoff game down 28 points.
David, this is the year. Jags year.
Right. The Jags no, are NFL Nebraska. That's what they are on this show.
And then let's close it out with these two teams in the AFC North because we believe the Ravens and the Bengals will be there. Can the other two, bandwagon or bust, make a playoff appearance?
Why do I have to do this every year with the Browns? I'm going to do it again. Bandwagon. That is one of the 5 or 6 best rosters in football. It's can Deshaun Watson just not be trash? The rest of the roster's fierce.
I guess in order to be consistent, I'm going to have to go bandwagon because to me, Cleveland kind of reminds me of the Jets. You have the defense. It's all there. Can your quarterback just not make mistakes and just lean heavily on the defense? And the other one was what, your Steelers?
Yeah, come on.
Let me help you.
You know what, David? I do think that the Steelers could be a bandwagon if they go out and acquire a wide receiver and just give up 2 first-round picks and get Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk will be the difference maker in Pittsburgh. What are you waiting on?
You're not getting 2 first-round picks.
Go get him. Are you serious about winning or not?
Yes, that's why they're not going to give 2 first-round picks.
You said to get defensive players.
Banani Brothers thing sandwich and go celebrate.
not happening. That is in football today. All right, so let's do this here. We have teams that have been talked about all offseason. Are we jumping on the bandwagon or are they a bust? Let's start in the ATL with a new quarterback and a new, a lot of everything on defense. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Bandwagon or bust?
Bandwagon. The only thing missing from them winning 11, 12 games a year the last few years has been even adequate quarterback play. Adequate.
Right. And I will jump on the bandwagon once the real quarterback becomes their starting quarterback.
You with this Penix stuff. You can't admit that Kirk Cousins will be good for them this fall. Come on. I know Penix went to the wrong place, but Jesus.
I
can't, man.
You know, because if I do that, I'll be labeled a Sparty. So.
RV.
No,
you know, Costa, please.
You know, I'm going to say, I wish it was a middle ground, David, but you didn't give me that. So I'm going to have to go bust until you show me that you can actually win. Yes, Mike, they have everything every year. They're that sexy pick.
Except a quarterback.
And they fall on their face.
But they have a quarterback now. Cousins is good enough. They should win that division. Agree?
What a ripping endorsement. You are good enough.
I'm Batman.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's move over to the green and white. No, not them. We're talking NFL. It is the Jets. Bandwagon or bust?
Bust. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to the AFC title game. I don't even know if they'll win the division. And Aaron Rodgers is 1,000 off a torn Achilles. And the O-line still sucks. And they're a loser dog water franchise. Anything else?
I would say this, David. They're closer to bandwagon simply for the fact they have a top defense. And if you could just play average football, that defense can do enough to carry you in games. It reminds like the old Ravens defense where they were the real leaders, and you just tell your quarterback, don't turn the ball over and just let us handle the rest.
Let's move over to the NFC North. They have a rookie quarterback, but they went out and got Keenan Allen.
Uh-oh.
They went out and got Adunze.
Just go ahead here. This is where I turn into the pinata for the whole city. Bandwagon.
The Chicago Bears. Bandwagon or bust.
I think they're going to flirt with being 500. I know that that's not huge, but remember, rookie QB, number one overall pick. It's hard to be good right away. I think they're actually better than anyone here wants to admit.
I can allow that. Okay. Saying making the playoffs, different. But if you're telling me they're going to flirt with 500, yes.
Like, that's a bandwagon. If they're in the graphic in December, that's bandwagon.
So, yeah. I can see that. I think they're going to get better. So I'll buy my tickets early for the Bears. Yes.
They have them at 8-9 and just missing the playoffs. That's where they have them here. Let's go over to
You know, Roma Dunsey's on the team. Of course I'm a root for the Bears.
Let's go back over to the AFC East and let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Bandwagon or bust?
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and give it to the senator from New York. Go ahead.
No, I'll surprise you. If I'm going to say bust with the Jets, it would have to be bandwagon with the Bills in that they will win the division. But I don't think they're a Super Bowl team, and I don't think they have a Super Bowl window right now. So what should I say about them?
Really?
You don't think McDermott's a bum. I don't like him as a coach.
You don't think Miami's going to win that division?
I don't.
Yeah, see, I think Miami will win that division. I think they're a bust. Their time is gone, and they're struggling right now. You got to rely on Keon Coleman. Yeah, their days are gone, David. Bust.
Another team in the NFC North just paid their quarterback after he had just 9 great games. The Green Bay Packers.
Bandwagon.
Yeah.
I think it's Green Bay and the Lions and the Niners. Those are the only 3 legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the NFC. Bandwagon for the Pack. Be ready.
I agree with what he said, but I also think that Philly can fix themselves. So I don't know if that's on your list, but those 4 teams to me. But yes, Green Bay is going to be a problem because they are extremely young and kind of like the Lions, they're going to be battling each other for a long time. Whoever wins those games when they go head to head, it's going to mean a lot for seeding because you don't want to go to Green Bay in the playoffs. You want to play that game here in Detroit.
Yeah, that actually was my next team. It's the Philadelphia Eagles bringing Saquon along.
David, I'm gonna go bandwagon because I'm gonna look at last year as an anomaly. It was a blip. It was just bad coordinators across the board. I think they will fix that. I know that there's a rift between the coach and the QB, but you know what fixes all of that? Winning. You start winning and you don't care about all that other stuff. You can set it aside and you can pick it back up in the offseason.
Bust.
I truly believe
Nick Sirianni's brain left town when Steichen and Gannon left town.
No. And see, I think everything was because of the whole security.
Dom D'Alessandro
got into the fight.
I have to see it to believe it that this team doesn't hate Nick Sirianni. So I'm out.
Houston Texans went out and got Steph Diggs. Oh, went out and got Danielle Hunter.
Right now, yeah, bandwagon. I mean, I was rooting for them in the playoffs. Like, I know you're not going to win the Super Bowl, but can you at least win one game? Because you're going to be a fun team. You're a young team, kind of like the Packers, where, man, the sky could be the limit. And what you're going to see is, like you said, with Steph Diggs, veterans are going to want to go play there. That tells me you are a good team when, yeah, you know what? I'll forego money. I want to play there because I believe in that team.
I think there's just a lot of similarities between the Lions and Texans. I do. They're built right. They both have charismatic players, coaches. Dude, I'm with you. Like, Lions and Texans are two of my favorite teams in the league.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to continue with that division, okay? Because sure. We got the Colts and the Jags. If you're buying the Texans, can any of the other two, because the Titans are out.
Yeah, you can.
Can they make the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, hell, Colts did it last year. It's doable. It's possible. Anthony Richardson's going to be one of the storylines of the season. You know, what is he? He barely played last year. What if he's a difference maker? Now, all of a sudden, the Colts look a hell of a lot different. They're not just, they could be a force. Mm-hmm. The Jags, look, they didn't fix their cornerback spot, and they haven't fixed the O-line. And as much as I think Trevor Lawrence is wildly talented, we're a long way from winning that playoff game down 28 points.
David, this is the year. Jags year.
Right. The no, Jags are NFL Nebraska. That's what they are on this show.
And then let's close it out with these two teams in the AFC North because we believe the Ravens and the Bengals will be there. Can the other two, bandwagon or bust, make a playoff appearance?
Why do I have to do this every year with the Browns? I'm going to do it again. Bandwagon. That is one of the five or six best rosters in football. It's can Deshaun Watson just not be trash? The rest of the roster's fierce.
I guess in order to be consistent, I'm going to have to go bandwagon because to me, Cleveland kind of reminds me of the Jets. You have the defense. It's all there. Can your quarterback just not make mistakes and just lean heavily on the defense? As far and the other one was what, your Steelers?
Yeah, come on.
Let me help you.
You know what, David? I do think that the Steelers could be a bandwagon if they go out and acquire a wide receiver and just give up two first-round picks and get Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk will be the difference maker in Pittsburgh. What are you waiting on?
You're not getting two first-round picks.
Go get him. Are you serious about winning or not?
Yes, that's why they're not going to give two first-round picks.
We can use that to get defensive players.
Panini Brothers thing sandwich and go celebrate.
Not happening. That is in football today.